Live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, with all kinds of buildings, shops and garages, equipment storage, livestock facilities, barn homes on the list. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Blue Stem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, 17th of April. It is 724, 64 degrees on our way to a windy 92 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Kyle Wheatley into preview American Legion Boys States. Kyle, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing all right so far. First off, before we get started on talking about American Legion Boys State and the upcoming deadline here, really, what's your role here with Boys State, and how excited are you for what's to come here later this year?
I actually serve as the executive director, so I'm kind of the head man in charge, and we are super excited for this year's session. We've got some special things in store, some new keynote speakers, some new visitors that may have never been to Boys State before. Actually, some have as a delegate, but then are coming back as political leaders from the state. So we are super excited about this year's session that's shaping up.
Well, it's good to have you here, Kyle. Boys State, Girls State, been around for many, many, many years, and I guess we just really haven't been hearing as much about it maybe as we used to. Is that the case, and why is that? Might be the case, and what is your mission with Boys State through the American Legion?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, Boys State in Kansas started in 1937, so we're going on 85 plus years, slowly working our way towards 100. You are right. The program since about 2019 has been declining. I think there's multiple reasons for that. I think as students, I'm a former educator, so I understand that offerings for students in the summer are increasing. There's lots of kids getting pulled in lots of different ways. And I think for a while, because we are a camp that an opportunity, and we don't really like to call ourselves a camp, but we're a leadership experience that typically has been, just assumed that it's just a very political event. And yes, we use that. We use politics and local government as the vehicle to teach leadership skills. But I think there's a lot of assumptions that are made in that previously. And so it doesn't seem like it's something that many people will want to be involved in, but I think that we offer something that can be applicable to anybody, whether it's an offensive lineman on your football team, to a kid in your field program, to a student in a classroom. I think we teach things that are applicable to all of them, that leadership can be done to anybody.
Excuse me, Kyle, you're cutting out here a little bit, so we're breaking up on your audio there. I don't know if we've got a phone issue or what. Let's try again. Are we good now?
Let's try this. I'm in my car on my way to my office, so that could be.
Yeah, our reception is making you sound pretty shaky there, so we're not legible. Okay, one more time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, still not. Yeah, it's still breaking up on us there. We were good to start, but we're having some issues now.
I hear you guys just fine enough.
There you go. Now we're back.
Now we got you loud and clear.
There we go.
Well, Kyle, let me ask you, and go ahead and finish the thought that you were into, if you don't mind, and then I wanted to ask you here really how Boys State is going to lay out for the participants here later this year.
Can you say that again?
Yeah. I know you're about halfway through your last answer. If you don't mind, go ahead and finish your thought, and then we'll talk a little bit about really how Boise State is going to lay out and some of the different educational components that are involved next year or later this year.
Yeah. So, you know, Boise State's just a program that I think offers something for every kid in every situation at their school or in their community. I think people see it and historically have thought of it being just a political atmosphere, but really I think we just use the state and local government setup as an opportunity to teach leadership to everyone. So, I think that's where we can start plugging in and reshaping what people think about Boise State historically, because I know you can talk to people who went to it in the 70s and 80s, and they have stories and they can share things, and I think we're just continually shifting to make sure that we're a relevant thing in every community in Kansas.
Okay, let's talk about when Boise State is going to be, where Boise State is going to be, and officially what is going to be happening.
Yeah, great. We our session runs from June 1st to June 7th. The young men will show up around, you know, late morning on the campus of Kansas State University. We are pretty much centrally located the entire time at the Kramer Complex there, on the east side of campus. Everything we do is pretty much there. We do a few things at McCain Auditorium, and some of these things are open to the public as well. And that lasts through June 7th. It is open to sophomore and junior boys. A few years ago, we opened up sophomore eligibility, too, to help build up some of these numbers. Cost of attendance is $375 for the entire week. Typically, we only ask the delegate, that's what we call them once they apply, the delegate to supply $50 and usually find sponsorship for the remaining $325. That usually comes from an American Legion post, but we have many different types of sponsorships. Some parents just want to sponsor themselves. We have Kiwanis clubs, Key clubs, Optimist clubs, even churches and businesses also have sponsored delegates before. Some of the big highlights that we have coming, in terms of speakers, our keynote for Sunday is the leader of the head of the leadership school, Dr. Mike Finnegan at Kansas State. We have a very close relationship with them, so we like to use them whenever we can. Additionally, on Monday, we will have Scott Schwab attending. He actually is a former Boise Stater himself, and he will be there Monday evening to swear in our mayors. And then throughout the rest of the week, we've just confirmed this past week or two that Chris Croft, Representative Chris Croft, who is the House Majority Leader in Kansas, will be coming to visit, as well as Brandon Woodard, the House Minority Leader, will be coming to visit. And we're squaring up time now as well to finalize and get scheduled. He said we can already say it, so we know he'll be here. But we just learned this week that Derek Schmidt will be coming in. He's also a former Kansas Boise Stater. Okay. He'll be making a visit and speaking to the young men as well. Throughout the week, Wednesday, we have a band chorus and talent show. So we've got a lot of things that go on.
Yeah, pretty active, pretty information-packed week for American Legion. Boise State coming up. Kyle Wheatley with us here this morning. So sounds like you've got a lot of good things in store, Kyle. We appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to join us here this morning. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, it's not too late to join. You can go to ksbstate.org/apply and apply online, but it's not too late. Our deadline, we try to get around April 30th just so we can communicate some things to K-State, but if you're a day or two after that and you plan on joining us, just go ahead and apply, and we'll get you penciled in.
Good
deal. Thank you so much.
Kyle, thank you. Really appreciate it, and good luck with it this year.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Kyle Wheatley, American Legion Boise State. He's the director, and And deadline for application coming up here in just a little over a week, Chuck.
Yeah, April 30th is the official deadline for Boise State, for those of you wanting to participate. If you want to get involved here with our morning show slate of interviews, there's really no deadline, but we can tell you to check KVUE.com/calendar for available spots, and they are really becoming...